Okay, thank you. I now have 2 glasses of water. I have to say, I discern, again, all my supporters with the panel that have the gift of to discern. Discern this. Is it true in the last 10 years in Canada alone, we're just talking Canada, that all the people who had a stroke, if 70% of them was hydrated, correctly hydrated, would they have had the stroke? And the answer is no. So verify that. Is that very much true? And this is where the what is the Heart and Stroke Foundation? This is the type of information that they should be giving out to the general public. All medical doctors, practitioners, alternative health care, naturopaths, whoever you are, you should be telling, particularly after the age of 50, but more importantly, after the age of 60. But you can start after the age of 50, and they should be drinking at least 3 to 4 glasses of water, 4 ounce. And they should spread it out. That's the minimum. But if they can drink more, that's great. But also, if they're not drinking enough water, that means there's probably a serious disease that's been undiagnosed, that hasn't been diagnosed, that's coming down the pipeline. And people with the pendulum verify, is that true? If someone's not voluntarily drinking a lot of water, there's a good chance that there is a serious illness coming, right? And then on top of that, take a look at the Apple Watch. And now the Apple Watch has saved my life many times. Because I get attacked through the whole day, and what happens is my beats per minute go up like really, really high. It got to 140, and I was close to having a heart attack, and I was attacked. And that beats per minute that the Apple Watch again has saved my life. And your beats per minute should not really go above 85. Like, I mean, some people go 65, whatever. But for the average folk, it should be like not beyond 85. Now, if you've got something that's consistently, let's just say above 90, 95, or even higher, then there's probably a serious illness coming into your body, or it's in your body that you're not aware of, and it's energy, and that energy has to be lifted. So, if you're supposed to see someone like me, it's going to happen. If you're not supposed to, it's not going to happen. And I'm one of the most difficult people to see, because when I work on you, it's special. You're getting something special because I'm helping to clear all your lives so that when you do come back into another incarnation, which hopefully will be a very good 100% free will, you're not going to be taking your baggage with you. So here we go. Canada's good karma. So today, remember, drink lots of water, okay? And with the pen, verify again that that's true what I just said about the water. True? Yeah, good. Okay, so now, Canada's good karma as of today. Now, today is, again, this is the 21st of January, but this is going to be the same, the 22nd. So here we go. Canada today, well, that's good. Does not owe any, again, we've said this, any country bad economic karma to the United States. Okay, this is, we're talking economic. That's good karma because we're being accused of owing them money. We don't owe them the money. Okay, the main reason why I've discerned why the Federal Reserve Bank, and we're going to talk about this later, is could be compromised. He was saying the past 10 years, going back, starting 10 years ago, that's when mostly the United States government did not manage their funds correctly. So you got to go back to 10 years ago. I don't know what was going on there. I don't want to go there. But going back 10 years, do the history, and you're going to get the answer. So that's good. So we don't have any economic bad karma owing to the United States. And remember, this is not 100% free will. This is the matrix where spiritual debts are paid. We do not have any spiritual debt to pay in reference to tariffs to the United States. And good karma, both Russia and China, they're the ones that owe the U.S. bad karma to receive economic tariffs from Trump. I'm going to see how he's going to pull this one off. And also, what we got to really understand is that there's something, oh my God, there's something really good. I've got to remember, I've got to see what was it that I said. And there was something really wonderful. Hang on for one second. There's something that, because I can't remember everything that I said. Hang on for one second, Father. You gotta show it to me. Hang on. Well, no, I'm gonna get to it later. He says, "Do it later." Okay, I'm not gonna worry about that one page note. But it's really good. I mean, the definition, the spiritual definition of what Canada means yesterday and today is really, 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 really fantastic. Now, what do I move on with now? Guide me, Father. Guide me. Do you want me to say this? Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Let me double check. You really want me to say this? Yes, yes, yes. Oh, boy. Pendulum verify. Am I supposed to say what I'm supposed to say? Oh, my gosh. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. Okay, I'm going to say it. So Trump was talking about this whole concept of going to Mars and having stars and stripes on Mars, whatever the heck he's been saying. This is third-party information I'm receiving from another person. And here's the deal. There's something that's called the Akashic Records. And there's a master god, Akashic Records. And in the Akashic Records, God has records on every human being, all the past lives, all the incarnations that you've had, whether you've been a dog, if you've been a cat, it doesn't matter what it is. And it's all there. And we've had this incarnation before, at least 10 times, Groundhog Day. But one of the things that I discern about Mars, and Mars is actively in another universe. It's like one of the worst planets you want to be because they're in complete turmoil. And so it's not warm and fuzzy with us just going for the first time, because the first time there's nothing there. But another universe, they're there, and it's not good. It's not good. On Mars, the Mars that we speak of, there are four major viruses on that planet. Those four major viruses, if they come back and they enter into the space field of planet Earth and they come on to planet Earth, they can wipe out most of the human population, the animal population. This is maybe it's a deterrent for us to stay away. But that's there. And right now, I've discerned that the Chinese is trying to develop a virus to do the exact same thing. So this is even more important for us to have a good relationship with China and encourage them not to do this. You have to be, in this situation, you may have to be forceful. And this is NATO, everyone coming together and basically say, no, you can't do this. Because if it happens, we know we're gonna bring it right back to you. You're not going to get away with giving it to some monkey or some animal and blaming the animal. That's the reality. This is the reality. This is why we all got to work together in such a serious situation, potentially. We have to work together. And so what I want to do is just go over what I've discerned is the matrix financial status. I'm going to just start by saying 2 or 3 days ago, yeah, it's true that Canada did owe 25% tariffs to the United States. It's true. Taking on the bad karma of Russia and China. And again, these, we may have to do something in the area of 5%, it's possible, but I have to study the Matrix software program. But we really have to really understand this again. And when you take a look at Quebec and the rest of Canada, again, I know it's a repeat, but I got to say, you know, two days ago, Quebec was supposed to separate from the rest of Canada. They were supposed to do it. They at least start action. And so today, the software program says that they are never to separate from the rest of Canada. So this is a huge thing. This is a software program. Even if someone talks about this in Quebec, they're not allowed to do it. The Matrix software program will not allow it to happen because the Matrix software program will control other people to stop it. Or the government will not support it. They will not vote for it. And I don't want the people of Quebec to separate. I love the people. And then another situation, yesterday, 2 days ago, the Northwest Passage. The United States was to steal the Northwest Passage. Today, they're not allowed to do that. So this is a big deal, the change in the matrix. This is why Donald Trump will come out with certain statements that he wants to do all this. But this is a lot of his statements is coming from his father's spirit that controls the way he thinks. That's where that's coming from. And so yesterday, Alberta was to separate from the rest of Canada. Yesterday, 2 days ago. Panem verified that. Software program, is that true? Yes, of course it's true. And today, they are never to separate from the rest of Canada. So this today, this is 21st, but we'll say, pretend it's the 22nd. But today is a great day. It's a great day for Canada. And so what I wanted to do is also take a look at how certain politicians in Canada, certain individuals, have been programmed. I'm not going to get all of them, but I just want to give a general idea, then we're probably going to go to break. So if we take a look at Mark Carney. So yesterday, 2 days ago, he was thinking programmed to be, we're talking genetic programming here, okay? He was programmed to be 100% liberal. Today, he is programmed to be 25%, 25%, 25%, 25%. To be liberal, NDP, conservative, Green Party. Now, as far as the, hang on for 1 second, let me see, Quebec Bloc, hang on for 1 second. Let me just check something. No, we don't need to include that now because they're already included. I'll explain later. And Daniela Smith, yesterday, 2 days ago, she was like 90% liberal, 10% conservative. And she's the same as above. She's the same today. She has a conservative of 10%. So that 10% could cause her to go one way or another, to support Canada or not support. But it's 10%. It's not strong. Jagmeet Singh, 100% NDP yesterday. And hang on for 1 second. I see, you know, when you make these notes in these English notes, I'm not the smart. I'm not the sharpest toe. That's why I can't read notes. And this is another thing. Why it's not your fault. It's my fault. So same as above is basically Danielle Smith. This is good news. She's liberal, 25%, NDP, 25%, conservative, 25%, Green Party, 25%. There you go. This is really good because Mark Carney and Danielle Smith, they will be able to communicate and work together. and work with other parties. Jagmeet Singh is 100% NDP. He's same as the above, the 25% the four parties. We're going to deal with Quebec. We haven't forgotten about Quebec. Quebec is important. We're going to deal with it. We're going to explain that, why they're not included in the 25%. Then you've got Pierre Polyev, 2 days ago, 100% conservative, and today 100% conservative. He's not 25%. He will have a tougher problem agreeing with the other parties. He's just programmed to do so, which means it's going to be much more difficult to work with the government if he's not on board 25%. It means that he's more likely to work closer and agree with someone who's genetically programmed to be 100% conservative. Okay, now Elizabeth May, I love her. I enjoyed the interview with her years ago. 100% Green Party 2 years ago. She's a very, very good politician. She spoke very, very nicely when she responded to Trump. Beautiful. She is today 25%. So Liberal, NDP, Conservative, Green. Again, she can work with the ones that are four times 25%. And this, we're just talking about genetic programming. That's all we're talking about here. And with the Pendulum Verify, what I've just said is all true. Verify, please. Yeah, okay, good. And so now you've got Justin Trudeau, 2 days ago, whatever, he was 100% Liberal. Today, he's 25%. That means that he can work with those others that are four times 25%, the genetic programmer. Okay? So now we're going to get to Francois Quebec. That's why. Okay, so here we go. So we looked at, we didn't put the Bloc as being a separate genetic program. We didn't do that. We didn't have to. So allow me to explain. So 2 days ago, Francois was 100% conservative, 100, which meant he would have been very difficult to deal with the others that are four times 25%. So today he is 25% Liberal, 25% NDP, 25% Conservative, 25% Green. He can now, you can work with him. But 2 days ago, forget it. And today, he's programmed not to break away from Canada. This is very, very, very good. This is very, very good. I'm a slow learner when it comes to reading stuff. Oh my God, it's just, my brain just doesn't work like the average person. It doesn't. It's like I'd rather go in a room, go on a beach by myself. I got no communication, nothing. And say, okay, Father, give me the information. That's how I'm programmed. That's how I get my science information, information on people to help them. No, I don't like to go and ask Dr. Google for anything. I don't want to know anything from Dr. Google because a lot of it is not really true when it comes to health information. It's not true. And so when you take a look at Mark Tanguay, the opposition in Quebec, yesterday he was 100% Liberal and also not to separate. And of course he's in Quebec again. And today he is 25% Liberal, NDP, Conservative, Green Party. So he's good. He's not 100% conservative. I'm going somewhere with this. Just be patient. I'm going somewhere because I'm going to drop the shoe in a minute. You know, so I'm going somewhere here. And so when we take a look at Paul Saint-Pierre of the Quebecois. Yesterday, 2 days ago, he was 100% conservative. He still today is 100% conservative. It just means he has different political views. That's all it means. He has a different agenda. Okay, but we want to get people working together that have the same genetic programming, where they can, on a unified basis, agree to something that will help Canada and the rest of the world. So when we take a look at Doug Ford, I like Dougie. And there's you know, one of the things that when I talk about Doug to other people, for some reason, they always bring up the fact that he and his brother were bullies in the schoolyard. And today, you know, it came up and I said, okay, Father, you know, what's the deal with Doug Ford? Because I like Doug. Not because I'm afraid of him. I'm not afraid of him. You know that I'm not afraid of him. I say anything. I won't hold back anything. But I discern, was he truly, he and his brother, bullies? The answer was no. He was not a bully. Then I said, the thought came, he was brave. And I said, was he brave? He goes, yes, both the brothers were brave. So if they had any sort of dispute in a schoolyard or off to the schoolyard, whatever it is, they were not being a bully. They were being brave. And Doug Ford will agree with me. He's not a bully. Okay? And so yesterday, 2 days ago, he was 100% conservative. And here's the thing. Today, he is 25%, 25%, 25%, 25% liberal, NDP, conservative, green. I'm even thinking, you know, I'm not talking out of lines, but I mean, he does have prime minister material. He does have it. This man is not a coward. And now that he's got this crystal lattice program, he's going to be able to work with a lot of people that have the same program. And he should be part of the economic envoy that negotiates a trade with the United States. He should be there. And people should listen to him. Okay, so now this is where I'm going. Okay, we're going somewhere. Okay, so here's the shoe to drop. Trump, 100% conservative. So I'm not, forget about Republican and Democrats. Put that to the side. I'm saying genetically, if he was comparing his genetics to our political parties, that's what I'm not comparing to the U.S. And if he was in Canada, what would he be? And the fellow said he would be 100% conservative 2 days ago, one day, whatever. I said, what is he today? 100%. 100% conservative. Trump would be 100% conservative. So going back, Doug Ford, he's got the 25%. Trump, 2 days ago, 100% conservative. And today, again, 100% conservative. So that means that those politicians in Canada will likely align themselves with Donald Trump if they're 100% conservative. This is one of the reasons why Pierre can't say whether or not he agrees that Alberta should not have tariffs. It's the evidence is very clear. It's very clear. Now, when you take a look at J.D. Vance, and those of you remember Trump in another incarnation, he was James Madison. You have to research what he was like, James Madison. Come on, do your work. Okay, so let's go to J.D. Vance. And so J.D. Vance, remember, when we take a look at past lives, J.D. Vance was Thomas Jefferson. It was Thomas Jefferson. And again, Trump was James Madison. Again, do your homework and research both names And then you're going to see that there's a lot of common ground between J.D. Vance and Thomas Jefferson, and also between Trump and James Madison. Okay, so here we go. Trump, 2 days ago, 100% conservative, and today, 100% conservative. J.D. Vance, 2 days ago, 100% conservative, and today, 25%. So if he was in Canada, he would have the genetic profile program, be 25% each category, Liberals, NDP, Conservative, Green Party. He would. And he would also be able to work with Quebec. He would also be able to do this because of that genetic programming. He would be able to do that. And that means that, to me, because Trump is 100% conservative today, program, and J.D. Vance is not, there's going to be friction in their relationship. It's going to happen. You're going to hear about it. And Elon Musk, 2 days ago, was 100% conservative. That's why he got along so well with Trump. Now he is now, genetically speaking, if he was a Canadian politician, he would be 25% liberal, 25% NDP, 25% conservative, and 25% Green Party. That's if he was a Canadian politician, but he's not. But I'm just saying, if it was a genetic software program. And so that means that Elon Musk and J.D. Vance are going to get along a lot better privately than they will get along with Trump. And so there's going to be a lot of things that's going on that we're going to hear about it. But this is because of the software program that has changed. That's what this is all about. It's because the software program has changed. And so their relationship is going to change. Again, a think tank. When you're sitting together, what I've just said, what am I really saying beyond what I'm saying? I need you to think, okay, and make sure that you're well-informed. So when we talk about the spiritual meaning, everything has a spiritual meaning. Everything has a spiritual meaning. And are we supposed to do this now? Yes? No. Okay, so we're going to take a break now. And is that okay if we take a break now? Okay, good. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the spiritual meaning of what it means yesterday to be for the word Canada, for the words United States of America, and for the word Trump. What does it spiritually mean yesterday, 2 days ago, the same thing, and what does it mean today? So we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Clarity Radio, and you're receiving parts of the Bryson Summary Report. And we're going to be right back. Thank you very much.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they attack, no matter where they take us, we'll find our own way back. I can't deny what I believe. I can't be what I'm not. I know I love forever. I know no matter what.
That's all that matters to me.